Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome to Starseed Energy Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Our first track is coming to you from the mix off Amnesia out in the magical island of Ibiza. After this first track, we'll be right back with you. Enjoy. Welcome back. That was a sample from the album Amnesia from Ibiza 2009. That was Dancing. And you're tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Again, I'm your host, Jonah Bold. It's Friday, January 28, 2011. We have lots of new news to share tonight as well with a very special guest joining us on the second half of the show. It is Paul Pantone from Oklahoma. Paul Pantone has been around for a long time. He's been doing lots of different energy suppression work, lots of information out there, getting out there between alternative fuels, energies, different inventions he's done over the years. And we're going to talk to him tonight about what's really going on with everything together, in meaning with going green, with the economy, with the weather, with the pole shift, and how it's all playing into effect into the shift that's happening now. All these different things that are happening in the world, that are going on in the world, are all spitting off of the same thing, the energy that's out there right now. And Paul's a great guest. We're happy to have him. He's also the head guy of GetInternational.com. That's his site, and also GetFriends.net, so check those out, and he'll be joining us a little later in the show. What I want to jump into, most importantly, is probably the most obvious thing that's going on right now, which is the pole shift that's happening with all the different animal deaths. We talked about that last week on the show, the North Atlantic current that stopped. I mean, there's a lot of things going on, and one of the most important things I want to talk about tonight, and this is something that hit home personally with me and a lot of other people, is the chemtrails. What is going on with the chemtrail spraying? So we're also going to get into that tonight as well with Paul. So one of the top headlines I saw this week, and again, you know, this show is not about doom and gloom. The show is about awareness and knowledge, because with being aware, you can make the correct decision. With knowing the information, with knowing the knowledge and what's really going on, you can make the correct decisions to react the correct way when things are presented into your own life, meaning that natural disasters or anything else that comes up because of this shift, you'll be able to react and maybe make a decision to possibly save your life or others. And that's what this is about. The show is about spreading the information, spreading awareness, spreading the truth, and spreading the knowledge. It is not about the doom and gloom. This is not doom and gloom news that this shift is happening. This is why we came here. This is what we signed up for. I'm a starseed. I found my mission. And this show is put out there to awaken others to start their mission. It's just that simple, because once you're on the path of enlightenment, everything else changes. You understand certain things. So once you understand these certain things, you'll agree with most of us that this is not doom and gloom. This is exciting news. These are exciting times. These are exciting changes. And this is what it's all about. This is how we're raising the consciousness and the evolution of humankind through this shift of 2012. So some of the headlines that are all over the world now, it's very obvious things are happening. This was a headline that caught my eye, obviously. The headline reads, U.S. descends into total police state as 2012 solar chaos fears grow. Now, if that line doesn't grab you and to, you know, give you an interest to read the article, you know, I don't know what will. But, you know, through the article, what it talks about is all the different events that are happening, all the different countries around the world that are rioting now, that are raising up against the government or food shortages. There's a lot of things going on, and the mainstream media, the CNNs, the Foxes, they're not reporting on this stuff. I'm going to go over an article that I read, and then I YouTubed it and did some more research and found one of the biggest, I think, breakthroughs so far, 2011, is an announcement made by the Chinese president when he came back from his trip from the U.S. last week, from Obama. He was here in the States. I'll go over that in a minute. But in this article, again, it talks about just what's going on with everything. And it goes over some crazy statistics. Now, if you're not aware, just to give you some background statistics of how bad things are right now, not to scare you too much, but listen to these statistics. You have 3 million American families that were foreclosed upon in 2010. 30 million Americans are in need of employment right now, more than 30 million. 43 million Americans are on food stamps. 52 million Americans are in poverty. And 59 million American people are without health care. So what you have total is about 239 million Americans living paycheck to paycheck. Meanwhile, Wall Street handed out $144 billion bonuses, and the top wealthy 1% of the U.S. population holds about $13 trillion in investable wealth, which is being held to do basically nothing. So those are the statistics. You know, the vast majority of the American people are not being allowed to know the true state of their nation. And it appears in mainstream media. You can see how filtered it is. I watch some of this stuff, and you can just tell it's garbage. It's not truth. And they're not being seen the truth. So through media outlets like this, through outlets, radio stations, things like this, we need to spread awareness and truth, and that's what this is about. The journalism, the appeasement of corruption that's going on, the smoke and mirrors that's going on, it has to stop. It has to stop. I mean, speaking on the chemtrails alone, all you have to do is look up in the skies. The things we talk about, the things we share, are not things that are made up. They're not things that you can't go on the internet or find. They're things you could go outside your front door and look up. And, you know, it's all around you. It's everywhere. You just have to look. You just have to look for it. Look for the bigger picture in things. Look around. See what's happening. Look some of this stuff up. You have to be your own awakener. You have to go and dig and find it, find what resonates with yourself, and then you'll know it's true, and then you'll dig some more. We're only human, and that's what we do. So, as I always encourage, check all this stuff out. Anything we talk about, any guests that we have on the show, check this stuff out. As we all know, we're planet's facing a very deep freeze right now all across the globe. The North Atlantic current has stopped. There is a huge, huge superstorm that they're guesstimating will hit in about a month, month and a two in California, a superstorm that hasn't hit in hundreds of years. There's a lot of things that are going on. another article, which is should have been front lines in the media everywhere, is Greenland's sun rose 2 days early. Now, that may not seem too important, but the sun rose 2 days early, and it hasn't happened since the first recorded history of that. It's a fact. It's showing that this shift is happening. The pole shift, the North Pole, is heading towards Siberia right now. That's where it's heading. These shifts, this shift is happening. The signs are everywhere. Also, what's been a lot in the news and we've been talking about is the food shortages that have been spiking up. You see that now in Egypt and Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco. You see what's going on in Europe and the UK with the riots. And these are more things. They're going to be more public. More things are coming. The masses are awakening. The masses are rising up against government, because that's what all this protests and these things are about, is people are awakening. People are realizing that these governments and these corporations are just nothing but people looking for a profit, and that's what it is. So these things are happening all over, and I don't think it's going to be long before it's going to be here in the U.S. And, being aware of this stuff and just knowing ahead of time, doing some sort of preparations, anything like that, you're a step ahead of the game. Also, the headlines is the scientists warn of the California danger of an arc storm scenario. This is the huge superstorm they're talking about. And we'll talk a little bit with Paul about that. And they estimate it destroyed 25% of the homes in California. Now, that is something that should not be overlooked and should not be played in lightly. That's a serious prediction. So, hopefully they talk about this more in the news. I haven't really seen it at all. But then again, most of the stuff we talk about on this show or the information we get out, you will not find in your mainstream news. Also, something that I found over in the EU Times is Obama orders military to prepare for spring food riots. Obama has put the army on alert for spring food riots, as well as the UK president. And these are the signs, if any, to let people know, to let you know, that these things are coming, these changes are happening. You could see these on the news with these different people rising all around the world. You could see it with the weather happening. It's happening and changing all around us. It's happening and changing very fast. The time is now. The time is now to talk about these things, get this information out. You know, the time has passed for what is and what isn't. You know, learn your truths, learn who we are, learn why we're here. We're enlightened beings of light. We're spiritual beings living a physical experience. And that is truth. Also, something very big that came up in the news, and this is just the stuff that really just goes to show you how filtered and controlled the media is. After the Chinese president came back and went back to China last week, he went on public TV and gave a declaration, speech. And in his speech said that Obama is going to, within the next few months, do an ET disclosure to the world about civilizations that have and are currently living on our planet. Now, that is huge, huge news. Just go online, Google Chinese president or government makes ET Obama announcement. Just Google that, 2011, and you'll see it. That's like Obama going on the news and saying, in his declaration speech he just gave last week, the address he gave, and saying Chinese, president's coming for in a couple months, and he's going to disclose information about ETs, and this stuff is real. I mean, that is huge news to me. If it came from any president anywhere in the world, that Obama, our president here in the U.S., is going to make an ET announcement about civilizations that have been and are currently living here among us, is a pretty big news story to cover. If no one had picked this up in mainstream media here, or even the little guys here, it just goes to show you how much things are filtered. That's huge news. And it's what's going on. Just Google it. Check it out. You can watch the YouTube video. You can watch the news stations as they reported it. And here you go, China with 1 billion people population, and their president's going on national TV telling them that our president's going to do ET disclosure very soon. So the signs are all around us. Sightings have kicked up. UFO sightings all over the world have kicked up in the past couple years, especially. And with all these new energies hitting the earth right now, there's a lot of activity and a lot of things happening. And that's one of the main things about this show. Getting the information, getting the knowledge out there, and getting people involved to spread awareness, because that's the only way things are going to change is by spreading awareness. You can't change if you're doing it by yourself. If you know this information, but you don't share it with anybody, it's just no good. What are you going to do with the information? You got to use it to help people. You got to use it to make people aware and get everything out there. So those are some of the news articles that we found over the week. And again, some of these sites to check out is naturalnews.com, whatreallyhappened.com, earthfiles.com, whatdoesitmean.com, educate-yourself.com, floridaoilspilllaw.com, therealnews.com, therawstory.com, aircrap.org is all about the chemtrails, an excellent, excellent site. Check that out as well. And speaking just briefly about the chemtrails before we go to our guest, the chemtrails is something that I've recently experienced myself, recently moving up to Asheville, North Carolina, and a few months ago was outside and experienced them spraying it, and then as the stuff came down, had gotten sick right from it, and not only me, but all my neighbors, my sister, everyone in the area got sick from it, and it's been going on. I've been posting pictures. There's tons of websites out there. There's the former FBI chief speaking out that the chemtrails must stop. You have ex-CIA agents speaking out about the chemtrails that have to stop. Just Google this stuff. I mean, even Boca Raton, Florida, you know, where I lived a large part of my life, in the little bubble of Boca, they were spraying 2 weeks ago. In fact, I had a friend today on Facebook send me some pictures and show me today they were spraying in Boca. They're spraying all over the world, all over the cities, simultaneously, nonstop, systematically, for all sorts of really, really scary, scary reasons. They're spraying stuff to dumb us out. They're spraying stuff to kill us. They're spraying stuff for their scalar weaponry. They're spraying stuff for all sorts of stuff. And we're going to get into that with Paul as well. So with that, I'm going to bring you our next track. This is G Minor coming to you from the album Amnesia from the magical, magical island of Ibiza. If you haven't been there, you must get out there sometime in your life. And I suggest you do it quickly because the shift is here. So enjoy G Minor, take a little break, and we'll be right back with our guest, Paul, and get into some more detail about the chemtrails. Welcome back. That was a sample of the track G Minor off the album Amnesia from Ibiza. And joining us now back on Starseed Energy Radio, where you can tune in every Friday night to hear the colors and see the music. We have Paul Pantone joining us. And, Paul, you with us?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
Good. So one of the first things I was just talking about, which I don't know if you listened to the show or not, was talking about the chemtrails. So if that's all right with you, I'd like to jump right into that. And first question is, what the hell are they spraying, Paul? What are they spraying us with?
Well, I was on several shows recently talking about it, and I've heard a lot of other people's input. But from the information I've received, originally they were shooting aluminum chemicals into the air so that they could try to make clouds. When we showed them that Nikola Tesla built a weather machine back in 1934, we're using a copy of it called HARP up there in Alaska. Why do we need these chemicals in the air? Then I started talking to people that are a lot more involved, and they said, no, it's not just aluminum. They're saturating the sky with a bunch of different heavy elements so that they can see what the wind patterns are, and they're doing some testing. Now, some of the testing has made people very sick. And when people get sick, they come running in to get immunizations and what the government wants you to have, shots.
Absolutely. And also, from what I've read and understood, too, is some of the things that they're spraying is not only just testing things, but they're testing with different scalar weaponry, which is the big thing that Russia's into. They have a big leap on that. And the scalar weaponry is by using ultrasonic waves and sound and things like that, and that's what they use the particles and stuff in the air for. And it goes into our water, to our crops, and it's getting everybody sick. And they spray it all over the world, correct?
Yes, they have been. There were some reports that we were trying to seed the clouds to cause the monsoons to come down in Vietnam during the war over there, and the problem was it killed more of our men than it did the enemy, because our men were down in the low-lying valleys, and they'd create these horrible rains, and all of a sudden our men would drown. And they did the same thing over in Europe when their planes were a little off course, and they flooded a few cities. There was one report where they were using the same chemicals down in the Gulf that they did up there at Exxon, the Exxon Valdez spill, and there's nobody that was involved in that spill alive anymore. All those people that got exposed to the chemical had a very short lifespan.
And that's very similar to what's going on right now in the Gulf with the blue plague that they're calling it now, where people are breaking out in rashes and internal bleeding, and BP created a synthetic bacteria that's eating everything up, and now the synthetic bacteria is changing its DNA, it's morphing, and if that stuff gets airborne, there's a whole nother issue, you know, that's going to be going on down there.
It's created so many new issues. Which one do you start with? I mean, why do we need to have chemical warfare and things like that in our own country? I mean, excuse me, we got a problem with this.
Absolutely. It stopped the Atlantic Current. That's a big problem.
A major one. We're looking at I don't know if you saw the icebergs there in Lake Michigan the other day.
No.
Oh, somebody sent me some clips. And there's about 35, 40 of these icebergs they photographed and sent to us. Some of them are 40, 50 feet tall, where you can see the wave coming out of the water, and the air was so cold, the wave couldn't come back down to the water. It just froze in midair. And then the next wave hits that and goes up in the air and stops. They're just huge icebergs. We've never had icebergs up in Lake Michigan.
It's all different signs that these things are really happening, and that's one of the things we try to point out and spread awareness about, is that these changes are really happening. They're everywhere. Everywhere right now is being affected by something that's affected with the weather or with the shift that's going on right now. And the Atlantic
Current, a lot of it is also caused by those chemtrails and the chemicals they're putting out there. Yeah, you're not going to convince me that when they say that 10,000 or 12,000 cows died down in Australia, New Zealand area, well, they just fell over. They acted drunk. Birds falling out of the sky because they were acting drunk. In California, hundreds of birds just flew into a semi and died. I don't buy it.
Sure. And from what also that I've read and what I've researched and have heard from people that are very involved in researching with HARP and all the testing that they've been doing on weather, that a lot of these animal deaths have been right around some of their HARP facilities. I've seen maps where where there's all the dead animals and their heart facilities, and they're all within a pretty close proximity to some of these heart facilities. So I definitely think it's a mixture of that as well as sending me these waves.
That's got to be just a coincidence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all coincidence. It's just like, you know, when I tell people about the chemtrails and I show them pictures, or I put the, you know, just show them outside, look up. You know, clouds don't look like that. Clouds don't crisscross. You know, it's not vapor from the plants. It's right there in front of you. I mean, they're spraying Boca Raton, Florida. I mean, that's just like spraying Beverly Hills, and it's like, you know, no one knows what's going on. Everyone's in their little bubble, and it's just, you know, the information is just needs to get out there, and people need to, you know, be okay about talking about this stuff and spreading this stuff to people, because there's so much information to back all this stuff up.
If you got on the internet right now and just typed in chemtrails, you'd probably be busy for the next 30 days just getting the highlights of what they have posted on it. Like I said, we've had several hosts call like you have and said, hey, this is our subject for the day. Great. It's a very hot subject worldwide. They're talking about it all over the world because they're having the same problems in other countries.
Absolutely. And a good website to check out that I found is aircrap.org. It's a very big website, and they have pictures. They've actually posted some of my pictures that I sent them in from Asheville, North Carolina. They have pictures from all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, Germany. I mean, everywhere systematically is being sprayed. And the proof, the pictures, the people, they're all out there. Do you have any good websites, Paul, that you could recommend for people to do some information on chemtrails?
If you want to see some of it, you can go to Forbidden Knowledge Television. Let me pull it up real quick just to make sure I'm getting it right.
Okay. And also another good one is educate-yourself.org, and click on chemtrails. And they have over 200 links to different resources, scientists that have done tests. I mean, there's all sorts of different soil samples and blogs and pictures from hundreds of people, thousands of people all over the world. So that's another good site as well to check out on this stuff. And leading all into this is the final shift, which is the 2012 shift. And Paul, what do you think? What are your gut instincts tell you that we're headed for in 2011, leading up to 2012?
Well, we have to go back in history and some of the different TV specials where they've shown. National Geographic's was showing that every 25,000 years, give or take a few hundred years, we've had the flipping of the poles, north and south, keep flipping back and forth. Well, I've been teaching this in my classroom for 15 years in plasma physics. It is just part of the planet. This is what happens when your little universe, which is just a few planets going around our sun, goes around the galaxy, which is the Milky Way. We're getting to the far end of it. We're getting ready for the point where we're at the maximum speed and velocity, and we're going to get pulled back around the other side, which is when we flip our poles. But at the same time, it'll put maximum pressure on the planet. So if you were to put pressure on dirt and on water, the water isn't going to sink. The earth is. Water is going to go up. So we're going to have a lot of flooding. And I believe coastal flooding will come in as much as 1,000 feet, maybe 1,200 feet.
Yeah, and that's pretty.
If history repeats itself, we're in for some flooding, but we're also in for earthquake activity and volcanic activity, and it's nothing to panic about. It's be logical, be in a safe area.
Exactly, and that's what I point out as well. 2010 was the worst year in history for fires and earthquakes and all this, and it's not news to gloom about, because what we're part of is a much bigger picture of all this. And that's the exciting part about it. What I find, anyways, is you know, what's going on. And it's not to be afraid or be in fear, live in fear about this stuff. But it's to be something to be a part of, you know, because we are a part of it, no matter how you look at it, each and every one of us.
That site that I mentioned is ForbiddenKnowledgeTV.com.
Okay.
And you will find interview after interview up there of the chemtrails and other things. A lot of the stories from Jesse Ventura that he's covered, I believe he's got one on the chemtrails on there as well. There's one gentleman that's in there that says that his company contracts to put out fires. When they're not putting out fires during the summer, they're out dropping chemicals for our military. And they're, yeah, they know what the chemicals are they're dumping on people. And, yeah, the government says to do it. They got a contract to do it. They're doing it for money.
Yeah, and a lot of these government, you know, things that are running these things, they're not even really part of the government. These are like black op operations where they don't even answer to the government. They answer to whoever created that program within the government. And most of this stuff is coming from direction from above the government, from the Bilderbergs, the Rothschilds, the ruling family, whatever you want to call them, the global elitists. You know, those are the ones that are calling the big shots and doing this stuff. I don't think it's not going to stop by people calling their congressmen and stuff like that, because no one in Congress, you know, these people aren't going to stop this. This is a global scale thing. You know, this is way bigger than our government. You know, I can tell you. And so people aren't going to. The only way I think it could stop is if you spread enough awareness to where the people stop it. Because politically or any other way, you're not going to stop it. It's going to fall on deaf ears.
As long as the media is controlled by the government and the oil companies, and you can't get shows like this on your regular news, for 33 years I've tried to get technology I'm involved with, DEET, out to the public. And yet every day I get calls from scientists all over the world going, I just heard about your technology. Can you really get zero pollution? Yeah. Told me it was after 32 years of beating my head against the wall. Wow, you just heard about me, huh? Yeah.
And Paul, go into that a little bit. Well, because I checked that on your website, and tell us a little bit more about the engine that you developed and a little bit about what that does.
Well, I found a way of delivering fuel to engines, furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, your home cooking stoves, furnaces, everything can be powered with a more efficient fuel by atomically breaking it down through the heat source. And if by doing this, which it can be on a new car, you could probably do it for about $300 on a new car, where you can eliminate about $900 of the cost of the car. Because there's a lot of junk on there you don't need. If we already have zero emission and we're putting out 1 or 2% more oxygen out the tailpipe than the air you're breathing, so it's a very clean unit. The problem is politics. And when you got dirty politics involved, you're not going to get any advertising. You're not going to get on the news taken seriously. And they try to keep you out of all universities.
And that is the biggest problem, is the American government, the media outlets, and how dumbed out they have everybody. I mean, people are really dumbed out in America. I talk to people, you know, educated people, and most of them, they don't even want to hear it. They're so just tuned out. It's just unbelievable. Which, you know, for someone like me, I'm not going to stop anyways. I'm going to keep beating them, you know, till they awaken. But, It's so amazing how well they have everyone in line and how well they have everyone following the rules and how well it's going to take a lot to get this stuff out into the mass media and a lot to get it out there in the public. And especially with these issues that we talk about, these are issues that, you know, people's lives are lost over, and, you know, this is big business. So, you know.
The 1951 Secrecy Act the government put in, the bans the advancement of many inventions from ever getting heard by mankind, because if it's too good and it might cost the government money, they're to seize it and put it under wraps and not let the public know it. So do you think you're going to see a car running in this country on water? Well, once in a while you get a guy like Stan Myers who does just that. Then he mysteriously dies. He's poisoned. So... for me, yeah, I know how to run a car on water, and my feeling is I'm not going to release it for free on the Internet unless something happens to me. And if I'm not here to defend it, then, yeah, I want to release it to the world.
That's it. And that is through your website, which is – what's your website again, Paul?
It's GEET, G-E-E-T, international.com.
Okay. And didn't you have another website as well that I saw –
there are so many of them right now. We've done searches, and there's about 8,000 videos worldwide. If you just type in Geet in my last name, Pantone, you'll see videos from all over the world. We have plans up there on my website. It says free plans. If you want to build one for yourself and run it on pickle juice, Mountain Dew, have fun.
There you go. And when we were talking last week, you had mentioned as well about this new arc storm, this big superstorm that they're predicting out in California. What have you heard about that?
Well, according to the information I've seen on Yahoo there and doing a little research, they're saying that storm could last 40 days and 40 nights. It could flood the entire San Joaquin Valley, which would knock out everything from above Sacramento all the way down to Bakersfield and cost about 5 to 10 times more than Katrina.
Mm.
Not to mention how many lives.
Yeah. And another interesting thing that I saw in the news as well that I talked about earlier is the sun rose 2 days early in Greenland. If that's not a sign, I don't know. What do you think about that?
We're going to see a lot more of that phenomenon happening very shortly. We have been told that satellites will probably be knocked out by solar flares, and that could interrupt internet transmission and everything else. And most people that I've said that to have said, oh, that can't happen. Well, we've been in a couple of test areas, my wife and I, when we were together, and they actually knocked out all phones and cell phones in Price, Utah area for about 4 hours. It was a test to see if they could do it. Now, yesterday or day before over in Egypt, they decided to pull the plug on all internet in and out of the country. So if they want to shut you down, they can shut the whole thing down. They can shut the grid down. And when they do, then you're going to run into those new FEMA housing projects going, yes, I need heat and food and shelter. Please take me in.
Yeah, yeah. And
I want that, the concentration camp.
Yeah, or the FEMA camps that they have all around the country. They can go put people there. And it's a perfect reason for martial law. And I've been telling people like that, especially my family and friends in Florida, to get out of Florida and the big cities because they're – the system's going to crash. Besides them purposely trying to crash the system and purposely trying to corrupt and break the dollar, you know, and having 239 million Americans living paycheck to paycheck or 40 million on food stamps and 30 million on, you know, this and that, when this hits here, it's going to be a lot worse than everywhere else, and it's right around the corner. It's not far, and I keep telling people, get out of the cities, do something. Get a seed vault for $100. Buy some seeds, you know, do something simple. There's a lot people can do.
Yep. Yep. I did another radio show a couple of days ago where I had mentioned that if all the unemployed people just went to the website and downloaded the free plans, they're free. Build one for yourself and then write me an email and tell me you've got one running and you'd like to form a geek club and come into sales. And we'll hook you up to the nearest dealer. And you don't have any other special training required. And you can actually start becoming independent on your own, selling products, generators, and plants. If you only made an extra $1,000 a week, it's better than living on a unemployment check.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's so many different innovative ways for people to get involved in what's going on and what we're doing, what you're doing, what I'm doing. There's so many different outlets of awareness that you know, you find whatever strikes with you and run with it. But you know, you got to get this information out there because this is where we're headed. The governments and these systems and everything is eventually gonna collapse, and people like yourself, the innovators, are gonna be the ones that are gonna be coming up with these inventions to live off the grid and to live in this new way of life, which is where we're heading. So you're way ahead of the game, Paul. We're with you.
Well, we're trying. Right now, we have 61 dealers here in the United States that are prepared to set up training and classrooms right in the communities. People who want to just come in and learn how to do it in their own community will be able to go online. Just give us your name and contact information, city you're in. And when there's a person in that area doing a class, you will invite you in because it's something that anyone can do.
Mm.
And what could be more fun than using junk fuel, used tranny fluid, plastic for fuel? I mean, you don't have to go buy gasoline for a generator.
You can use your garbage.
Hitler taught his people how to build a wood stove in the back of their pickup trucks or take the lid off the trunk and build a wood stove in the back. You can actually power your car down the road off wood gas.
Amazing. And all the information's out there. It's on your site. And unfortunately, we're out of time for this interview right now, Paul, but I want to thank you again for coming on the show. And I'm sure we'll speak to you again in the future. And anything else you want to say before we got to depart?
Thank you very much for having me on, and God bless.
All right, Paul, we'll speak to you soon. And to everyone else listening, this next track we're going to play is Champion, also off the album from Amnesia from Ibiza. And when we come back, we're going to do a couple updates and some goodbyes and some shout-outs. And we'll end with another track. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the Champion. Welcome back to Starseed Energy Radio. And during the break, I also thought of two more things while you're Googling and looking up other stuff. Check out Jim Carrey and Joe Rogan on YouTube. Google their names, Spiritual Awakening, and I saw Jim Carrey's clip on YouTube. It's awesome, awesome stuff to see someone like that. And Jim Carrey is someone personally I never really liked. I didn't think he was too funny. But to see someone get awakened like that and to hear him speak and how his consciousness was expanded and how he wants to share that with the world and how he wants to bring everyone to where he was with him. Beautiful stuff. And hopefully one day I get him on the show. Also, next week on the show, we're going to be joined by Joe and Jen from YouWantThis.org. It's one of the number ones, if not the, I think it's the number one ranking site in the world for ascension symptoms. We're going to talk with them and get into it, what exactly ascension is and more about the shift. Also as well, I want to give a shout out to a good friend of mine, to Jennifer. I want to send some light and love to her. She was recently diagnosed with cancer, and she's a young soul. She's 22. So everyone, put her in your prayers. Send some light and love to her because she needs it. As well as, I want to give a shout out to my guys at BBS Radio. You guys are always there to help out and rock. And Barbara Marie with angelmessages.net and languageoflight.net. Barbara, thank you always again, and I'll speak to you soon. Simeon has become one of my closest friends and mentors on this whole spiritual awakening experience. So check him out, mycosmicblueprint.com and cosmicconsciousnessonline.com. Also a shout out to DJ Scalar. Scalar-E.com. Check him out. If you're not up on his music, get up on it. All his mixes are for free on his website, so check it out. It's some real electro house music. It makes you feel good. It's good stuff. Always check out as well as AshtarCommandCrew.net and Starseeds.net. Now, these websites are really important for a couple different reasons. For one, they link you together with other enlightened beings. They link you together with our family. as well as they shed truth and awareness. There's a lot of good videos on there, a lot of good information to check out. So check those out, AshtarCommandCrew.net and Starseeds.net. They're like Facebook and MySpace, but for enlightened beings. So really cool stuff. Also, always want to give a shout-out to Little Grandmother, the North American Shaman. If you are not up on her, Google her, YouTube her. She's amazing. She's around my age, in her early 30s, and she really, really speaks some really powerful truth, very clear. And it's really good for my generation and the younger ones because we can relate to her and she speaks for her. We can understand it very well. So check her out as well. And, you know, with all the things that we talk about in the show, there's so many different solutions and things you could do. I mean, these things, a lot of things we talk about are on the History Channel, on Discovery Channel. Check out Ancient Aliens. Check out Jesse Ventura, his conspiracy theories, Morgan Freeman's The Universe. There's so many things out there spreading knowledge and truth. Absorb it. You know, look this stuff up. Google it. YouTube it. Be your own awakener. Take this information. Run with it. And give us a call once you're awakened because we want to hear about it. There's also things to do like music. There's different board games. There's all different things you could do to expand your senses, expand your awareness, expand your consciousness. And that is also what we're about here on Starseed Energy Radio. So with that, in closing, I want to thank everyone for joining us once again on a Friday night. And again, shout out to everyone at BBS Radio and to all enlightened beings around the world. This last track that I'm going to end with is Caraco, also from the album Amnesia, from the magical island of Ibiza.
Meu coração, eu sei.